This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل العلم تعلما وتعليما لله عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من الناس ولكن يقبض العلم يقبض بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu may Allah be pleased with them both, narrated that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily Allah does not take away knowledge by snatching it from the people, but He takes it away by taking away the lives of the religious scholars, till none of the scholars stay alive. Then the people will take ignorant ones as their leaders, who, when asked to deliver religious verdicts, will issue them without knowledge, the result being that they will go astray and will lead others astray." And this hadith is recorded in Bukhari in the section of knowledge, and Muslim in the section of knowledge, and Tirmidhi in the section of knowledge, and Ahmad in his Musnad. This hadith is very, very important. And this hadith, when speaking about the virtue of knowledge and the virtue of Islam even, is mentioned as one of the umad, as one of the primary milestones in regards to knowledge and the people of knowledge. Make no mistake, brothers and sisters, as in another hadith we recited many times earlier, much earlier, that as the Prophet said, "Inna al-ulama'a warathatul anbiya." He said that the ulama, the scholars, inheritors of the prophets. So the knowledge of the religion, firstly, is the most noble knowledge. And secondly, the people of knowledge are the ones that have taken that knowledge and devoted their lives to this knowledge. So we have Imam An-Nawawi, for example. He died and he wasn't married in his 40s. Subhanallah, devoted himself to this knowledge till we read his book today. So people that have devoted their lives to this knowledge are taking the inheritance of the prophets, because the prophets sacrificed their lives for the message of Islam. So those people that are taking it upon themselves to learn all of this knowledge, make no mistake, those are the most virtuous people in the dunya. That the people that have struggled to get this knowledge and live by the knowledge. To the degree to where if they're taken away from this earth, that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the ilm and the knowledge will be with the qabd al-ulama. So understanding the virtue of the people of knowledge and revering them, and understanding that when we want to learn about Islam, we learn about the ones that have learned, we learn from the ones that have learned Islam. A lot of times when we take knowledge from people that are really not people of knowledge, or they are not ulama. And I think this has been taken lightly, especially with the emergence of social media. With the emergence of social media, even to the degree that we can't even watch a video if it's an hour long on a classical book from a scholar. If it's not a reel, we're not interested. This is a problem. This is a problem. Because when you take your knowledge in bits and pieces, your knowledge becomes like Swiss cheese. And you are not well grounded in anything when it comes to Islamic knowledge. This is why, subhanAllah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there will be a time then the people will take ignorant ones as their leaders. Ignorant ones as their leaders, who when asked religious verdicts will issue them without knowledge of the religion. I remember one of my shiur, he said, subhanAllah, he was on a radio station and somebody asked him a fatwa. And then he answered the question and then he paused and he said, "Are you not going to ask me the proof?" And then the person said, "Okay, tell you, what's the proof?" Make no mistake, brothers and sisters, anything that we do in Islam, there has to be proof. Because this deen is mabniyun, is built upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam articulated from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Anything we do in Islam has to have proof. Whether it's direct proof from the Quran or it's interpreted from people of knowledge, not interpreted from someone that doesn't have knowledge. Or someone that has secular knowledge and does not have knowledge of Islam. And this is another problem. We may find someone that's an academic and they may have knowledge in a particular aspect of Islamic culture, but they don't have what is called ta'seel ilmi. They don't have foundational knowledge. And this is a huge problem that we see nowadays. Many people will speak about the religion, but they don't have foundational knowledge. Meaning, what is knowledge of Allah? What is knowledge of the Sunnah? What's an authentic hadith? What's an unauthentic hadith? When can someone use an unauthentic hadith to establish a proof of something in Islam? All of these issues are foundational, basics of knowledge. If someone doesn't have that, but they may have a PhD in a particular issue in Islamic culture or knowledge, that person is not an alim. That person is not an alim. Make no mistake. The alim is the one that has foundational knowledge and has built off of that foundational knowledge. Those are the people that we take from. Not making a mistake of the one that may have knowledge in a particular science of Islam, you can ask them in that particular science. But someone that does not have foundational knowledge, that is not someone that is on the steps of being an alim. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this, it is a problem, because when people start to take from the people of knowledge, people that do not have knowledge, that can be another aspect of the knowledge of Islam being taken away. And unfortunately, we see nowadays that people do not even hold reverence to people of knowledge, or people that have struggled and given a life or their lives or a portion of their life to studying the religion of Islam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that hold the knowledge of Islam at a noble position, at a lofty position. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that respect the people of knowledge at a noble and high position. Innahu waliyyu dhalika. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, don't forget, inshallah, this Saturday there is a conference that we'll be having. It's a back-to-school conference that is a message for parents and for youth. There will be different seminars and sessions. It's not only going to be lectures, but it's going to be workshops. We're going to have a small town hall. We'll have potluck. There will be a big sale. And there's a guest, two guests that we'll be having. One of them is Wadud Hassan. Many of you may know him. He's been here for over 20 years in the Islamic education industry, and he started an after-school program years ago, and now he's a principal of Oak Tree. There's another brother, Omar Hussein, who has a PhD in clinical psychology, and he specializes in addictions. He's a new imam here, originally from California, was an imam in San Antonio and Seattle, and now he's an imam in Mesquite, a real good friend of mine. We're going to introduce him, inshallah, this Saturday, inshallah. So please come with your family and friends. It'll be Saturday, inshallah, ta'ala. Inshallah, I can't remember the time, but if you're on the WhatsApp group or the Telegram, you'll find out, inshallah, bidnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.